Hi, and welcome to the Just Riding Along Show.
Hello, and welcome to episode 213. Tonight's show is brought to you by Pool Balls, and we'll get into that right now. So, as everyone is quite aware, I am now missing... I just have one testicle, and...
The right one. In case anyone was wondering, like, someone's got to wonder.
And my dad sent me a package this week that included... a book that he had just read, and then they're coming to visit, and I told him that he should bring me this other book that he has, because I didn't want him to mail it to me, because they're pretty hard to replace. And he got a wild hair and went online, and a book that used to cost like $200, he found one for 60 something, so he got me one. And the package also contained a couple of tools that were my late grandfather's that I had picked out when I was there last and just kind of forgot. I don't know. I think that I'm going to make this up, but it was like one of those situations where it was like, oh, yeah, yeah, cool. And then it was like, oh, shit, it's raining. And we packed everything up really quick and I didn't take those with me. And also in there was my dad used to be a construction or built houses and then later did remodels, repairs, and then HVAC stuff. And he was like, is there any tool you need? And I was like, I need a chalk box. And like the, so you can, you know, pop a straight line, yada, yada. And he was like, you know, I don't think I have an extra one. And we kind of looked around and there wasn't an extra one. So in this box, I open it up and there's all the stuff that I expected. And then there's this one thing that I thought was a chalk box.
It was wrapped up in a lot of plastic bags.
Well, that's the other thing. Colorado doesn't get plastic bags anymore. And after my parents visited the first time, they were a little bit surprised by that. And I was like, well, yeah. And I was like, my biggest, you know, headache is they're great for picking up dog poop out of the yard. You can just walk around, throw it in there, toss it in your trash can, take it down to the dumpster. Super simple, you know, whatever. And he was like, oh, okay. And now it's kind of a running joke that when they mail me something or if they come out, they bring like when they come out, they bring me a bag of bags, and they used grocery bags as packing material so I could use them for dog poop. And it's really cool. But I thought that there was a chalk box wrapped up in this. And it, as I'm going through this in my mind, I'm
like, it was at least 15 bags.
Yeah. And as I'm going through this, I'm like, what is this? And then I'm like, oh, it's a chalk box. Oh, they wrapped it up annoyingly, where it's going to take forever to get it open, because if they didn't wrap it well, it would have just like spilled out and maybe ruined these books. And then like I'm keep going. I'm like, Jesus Christ, why didn't they put it in a Ziploc? And then I'm going and I'm going. And then I realize it's not oblong like a chalk box. And I get down to the last bag. And apparently my dad also in his search for this book found that you can purchase individual retired pool balls very cheaply. So he got me a pool ball with the number one on it, because I have one ball. And yeah, while we're on the topic of my testicle, singular.
Gosh, it's his favorite one.
Well, it's my only one. Just like I'm my mother's favorite son. You broke me. I've been feeling a lot better. Weight restrictions lifted, and I'm moving around well, and I'm just feeling way better. Maybe even good enough to ride a bike soon.
You said you test rode one.
I test rode some bikes, but I mean going on a real bike ride. Even if it's very gentle, I've been thinking through what would be the most logical bike to ride first, and it doesn't matter. We're not going to get into it here, but I think at the end of the day, it's going to be something with a dropper post, just so I can lower my seat a little bit if I need to. And yeah, that's my week. So, what have you been doing, Kenneth?
I had a buddy come in town, and we did some camping, took a long weekend, did a three-day camping trip. We went to Nevada. It is called, it's one of the national parks. It's right on the border, Great Basin. So yeah, we went to Great Basin National Park, brought a bunch of, you know, brought motos and guns and firewood and a bunch of food and hung out. Yeah, it was a good time.
Cool.
Pretty cool area. They've got those old trees that people get all stoked about.
Joshua trees?
Nah, bristlecone pines.
Yeah, those are cool.
There's some of those around here, I think.
Yeah, there are.
They're pretty neat.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at them and you're like, well, that's cool. And I don't know.
Yeah, they look half dead and they're old, I guess. I'm not into that kind of stuff.
So you lit them on, you cut one down and used it for firewood.
I did not do that. That would be incredibly illegal, I'm sure. But yeah, neat area. We camped just outside of the national park. There really wasn't anybody out there for multiple reasons, part of the season, and also because...
Wait a second, Kenny. You really, really undersold this. Because we have bristlecone pines here, and I thought that they got in the neighborhood of a few thousand years old. Apparently, in Great Basin, the oldest tree in existence is over 5,000 years old. I mean, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know. It's a big deal. It's called Prometheus, and people it's a whole thing where some researcher, I guess, was...
Here we go. This is the Google AI overview. Bristlecone pines can live for thousands of years, making them some of the oldest living non-clonal organisms on Earth. The oldest verified living tree is a Great Basin bristlecone named Methuselah at nearly 5,000 years old.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, rocks are older.
Rocks are older.
As you can tell, I'm just not...
Nice. That's a very astute observation.
I'm not, disrespecting the bristlecone pines. I just don't give a fuck. It's cool.
Do you not just, see a tree that's been around for, all of time and just stare at it and,
Kenny's just explained over the last...
Imagine the things that it's lived through.
Obviously not. He says,
that thing had fucking dinosaurs chewing on its limbs when it was young.
That recently.
If I went to Great Basin National Park and I saw a fucking brontosaurus, I'd be stoked. That would be cool. I'd be like, yo, what's up, brontosaurus? Can I ride you?
And then it would just swatch you and fucking kill you. And that would be a baller way to go out.
Yeah, I'd be way more enthralled with a brontosaurus in real life than an old tree that looks scraggly and half dead.
I had to Google this so I didn't make myself stupid. If the brontosaurus is actually how it is, or what was how it is predicted to be, oh my God, they could go 12 to 19 miles an hour is their thought. Holy shit. But have you ever seen giraffes swat something with their head? Can you imagine getting shit mixed by a brontosaurus?
Yeah, it'd probably kill you.
It would hurt the whole time you're dying.
Yeah, would be my guess. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, you gotta time it, right? When he's coming down with his big ass neck, you gotta hop on that neck.
And slide down to the back and say, giddy up.
And there you go. So anyway, the bristlecone pines were there. It's no brontosaurus, but there weren't many people in the park. A bunch of stuff was closed. They were doing some construction and stuff. Plus, nobody worked there because everyone's laid off kind of thing. But mostly we just kind of hung out on the border there. We went to the mountain range, or I went to the mountain range that's north of there. Pretty cool area. Old mining stuff. Definitely had a lot of Utah vibes to it because, it's pretty much Utah. Found a bunch of cool stuff on the moto. But yeah, really not any people out there. Made some nice campfires, cooked some food, just kind of hung out. It was fun. But that's it. I got no other cool stories. The Husky did a good job of doing motorcycle things, put a bunch of miles on it.
All right, Andrea.
I've been just working on my shed and catching beavers. I caught I think last time I had caught a second one, and then I caught a third one. So I'm pretty stoked about that. But that's really it. It's been that, and just I've got my sheds all finished as far as the walls, and I just finished the large work table. I don't know if I talked about the big table last time or not, but Matt found someone on our local Facebook page, Howard Happenings, Happen in Place. Anyway, were they selling it or just giving it away?
What?
That big tabletop.
Oh, it was $20.
Yeah. Gigantic workbench. And it was nice, just big heavy wood and just a well-made thing to make into a worktop at some point. And I finally ended up taking it apart and sanding all of the old finish off because it was all cracked and flaking and stuff. Sanded it all down, refinished it, stained it, put polyurethane on it. I also found some... So in Howard, there's actually a dump. It's for trash. And the trash part, you can take trash there or they can come and pick it up at your house. That's way back off the road and behind a gate. But they also have...
Are there dumps that don't specialize in trash?
Well, so this one also has a giant field out in front that's not gated off or anything. It's just a field right by the road.
Yeah, it's a dump field.
For $10, you can dump wood there. like a $10 per trailer load. You just go and empty a trailer of whatever wood. It can be, you know, limbs, trees, or like lumber. And I found some rough cut like barn wood, and I took it home and I power washed it and dried it off and let it dry in the sun, and then shellacked it. And it looks fucking amazing. And so I used that as part of like the, like I had just had the top of a table. So I used that to mount it to the wall to make like some legs and like a drawer kind of structure for the table to go under it. And it's fucking awesome. Like I'm really happy about it. Like it's not perfect. None of the stuff I'm doing is perfect, because I literally, my experience with woodworking and building things out of wood has all happened in the last, let's say, 4 years since we purchased this house. And
wait, have you lost all concept of time? We've been in this house for almost 6 years.
Well, yeah, but I didn't start doing that stuff right away. Like the first thing I did was I built like some nest boxes for my chickens. Like, I don't know, it's probably 2 years after we moved in here. So
okay.
Yeah, like I went from building some like okay nest boxes to being able to like rebuild the walls on a fucking shed. So even though it's not perfect, like I'm pretty happy about it, especially like the table actually turned out really good. Like we have a 6 foot level and it's pretty fucking level. And I'm really happy about that, because nothing in that shed is square or level. Like if you put that level on any surface inside the building, it is not level. If you put a square in any of the like frames or windows, they are not square. But I got the table like really on point, and I'm just really happy about that. And it looks great, and I can't wait to use it. So I just have to like put one more drawer under the table, and then work out some kind of like a shelving of some sort for one corner, and it'll be just ready to go.
You should put something on that table.
I'm going to put some stuff on the table. It's just got the level on it right now because I just stood there and stared at how good it was. But yeah, so I'm really stoked about that. I've been working my ass off on it and trying to find that balance between like making things good enough. What was the saying that you said? Don't let
perfect get in the way of good enough.
Yeah. So I've been trying to find that balance, and I think I've done a pretty good job. But that's been my week. Beavers and building. I've been busy like a beaver. Okay, we ready to keep moving?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a tangent that I didn't want to interrupt Matt with when he was talking about plastic bags. If we could, I mean, I know plastic bags are bad for litter, for sure. Like, people just drop them. They blow away places. They end up in, like, gutters and whatnot. I'm not saying outlawing plastic bags is not necessary or not a good thing, but if we could just do Mylar balloons next, that would be fucking amazing, because I have found a fuck ton more Mylar balloons out in the woods. I mean, like miles into the wilderness, like actual wilderness, capital W wilderness, just Mylar balloons just wadded up under a log or in the dirt or whatever. If we could just get rid of those forever, that would be wonderful, because I bring them home just about every time I go out in the woods.
Maybe if we sell them, we just have to require that there's a high explosive inside, so that when they get too far away, whatever, they explode.
And just spread Mylar everywhere?
It'll be microplastic. It'll be fine.
I think that might be worse, Kenny.
Don't question my policies.
Can that be something? Can I make that request for when you're leader of the world, supreme leader, that will no longer have Mylar balloons?
Yeah, we can talk about
it. Or someone who's like engineering, I don't know, coatings for nuclear weapons or missiles or something, that instead of doing that, they could instead like figure out a way to make a biodegradable balloon to replace Mylar balloons.
Sure.
That'd be cool too. All right. We want to talk about new shit?
I mean, it's that or in the show, so we should probably talk about some new stuff.
Oh, and we did have the Game Warden came by today.
Oh, yeah. That was your story.
Yeah, that's a... So, if you talk to your local Game Warden, they will they kind of have like a running list of people that they take like meat donations to, either fresh roadkill or if they've had to confiscate an animal, they'll give you a call and be like, hey, do you want this elk? And you're like, fuck yeah, bring it over. And that's what happened. He called this afternoon and asked if we wanted a cow elk. Apparently some hunters had accidentally shot one elk and it ended up wounding another elk that they, I guess, I don't know. Did he say like the whole story?
Yeah. So what had happened was the gentleman shot an elk. He waited for, you know, expiration to occur, and he wanders in the direction that he was pretty sure it went, and there's the same cow elk standing there. So he shot it, and then he's like, shit, there's two dead elk over here.
Yeah.
And he called it in.
Yeah, so...
because he did the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's typically, like, game wardens, if you do something, if you fuck up and accidentally do something illegal, if you immediately say, like, call them and you're like, yo, I fucked up, they will give you the minimum amount of punishment that they are legally allowed to give you. In this case, the guy got to keep one elk, he got a ticket, and the game warden took the second elk. So, yeah, like, that was... like, if you actually, like, took both elk home and you happen to get caught, then they're going to take both of them, they're going to give you a bigger ticket, you might have to go to court. Like, yeah, it's generally the way it goes with game wardens. They tend... not all of them, but they tend to be on the more lenient side if you just admit when you've screwed up. So we got someone screw up, and I'll be working on that tomorrow. All right, now time for new shit. And since I'm talking, I'll go first.
Oh, wait, no, can we shit on stuff first?
Nope, I'm gonna talk about this first because it's quick. The company Ornot has released a pair of Merino boxer briefs. They say that they are comfortable for riding in if you don't wear a chamois, but also just comfortable. And I have to say that a lot of the Merino hunting clothing that I have, like base layers, New Yarn is the company. It's in a lot of my Merino stuff is made out of that particular company's Merino wool. It's a blend and it is wonderful. It doesn't get like saggy and blown out like some wool stuff can. It's got a nice fit. It is very, you know, it's very resistant to odors like anything wool, even though it's a blend. And yeah, like if anything is going to be comfortable in Merino, if it says New Yarn, it's probably going to be pretty fucking good. So I would imagine these are a wonderful pair of boxers. And I wish that they would make... so these don't have a fly in them. And I got excited at first because I saw that and I was like, oh man, did they make like some women's like kind of like booty short style boxers? And I was really hopeful, but no, they're just... a flyless pouch is what they call it.
Yeah, because you don't need two layers of material there. It's silly.
Well, I wish they would make like a model that didn't have a pouch, because that would be something I'd be interested in. That would be really nice. But all right, that's the new shit that I wanted to talk about first. You guys can go.
Kenny was confused about wool boxers before we started recording. Have you never worn wool boxers?
No, I don't really do boxers anymore.
Boxer briefs?
I think that's what they're called.
So you just don't, you just commando, or you just don't wear boxers or boxer briefs?
No, I was saying boxer briefs, I believe, are what they're called.
Oh, yeah, no one wears real boxers. Those are stupid.
Well, that's boxer what I thought you were saying. I was,
no, these
I was
are,
thinking
these are
like
briefs.
Loose-fitting burlap sack, essentially.
No, these are like a stretchier material for sure.
Okay.
But have you ever had wool boxer briefs?
No.
Oh my God. I know what Kenny's getting for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not.
I don't want my balls to be all itchy.
They won't be.
This is not an itchy
it's
wool
not
at
itchy.
All. It's a wonderful fabric.
I haven't even had new yarn. I have some that are from a different brand that don't use.
The ones that I bought for you are new yarn.
Then mine are new yarn and they're fucking dope.
Yeah.
But I've had other ones that aren't new yarn, I think, and they're pretty good. Maybe I haven't. Anyways, wool, just like cradling your scrotum, just God. Dude, it's going to... good thing you'll have boxer briefs on so it can't blow your dick all the way off.
Yeah, yeah.
But it won't be the Ornot ones because underwear should never cost $48. That's stupid.
I don't know. I mean, anything new yarn is kind of expensive, but...
well, fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah. My package is not worth $48.
Matt's is worth $20,000.
No, it was $21,000. That's what it cost, in case you're wondering. It was $21,000. There we go. We can quit talking about that. We want to talk about these kind of heavy one-piece bar and stems that BMC is launching?
Sure. I didn't even click on that one. It had too many letters.
What was BMC? Yeah. They're going to make a carbon one-piece mountain bike bar stem, 50, 60, 70 millimeter stem links, 760 bar widths, and negative 19 degree stem for all. So there you go.
You put that on your 32-inch wheeled bike.
God, I really want one of those. I really want to try 32 when it's actually available-ish. I'm sold, and I haven't even thrown a leg over it. We will put a link in the show notes to a really, really interesting article that I would encourage you to read. But this is back from, I don't want to quote the date too hard, but either late 20-teens, early 2020. Travis Brown, who used to race for Trek and then moved into their development and design, has a really, really good interview, text interview on Pink Bike that talks about the condensing it down. And I think everyone should read it because it's really interesting. But when you condense it down, they were testing 32 and 36. And of course, 29 was better because we have good wheels and tires. But when they put like-for-like tires on all the bikes, the 36 rode amazing, or was the best and the fastest on time loops out of the equation. And, of course, all the bikes had to be similar, so they're all rigid test mules. And to make things like-for-like, he goes into the exact specifics, but essentially it's a $25 tire on all the bikes. I mean, sure, they're more expensive because they're bigger and, you know, boutique. You can't get like a, God, I can't even think of the name of that tire. Kenny, what's the really cheap wire bead specialized tire that goes on like every rock hopper?
Hard Rocker.
Okay. Yep. But they were essentially running like Hard Rockers on all the bikes because, especially at that time of testing, the Maxxis 32 wasn't out yet and they were running what was essentially like unicycle tires, which are kind of, so yeah, there you go. But yeah, this is a long way to say you probably shouldn't buy this one-piece bar and stem because for both road and mountain, one, they don't look good, and two, that's a lot of American currency. The road one is $1,250, and the mountain bike one is $450, which for $450, you could buy an Envy bar, a nice stem, and like so many bags of chicken nuggets. So anyone else want to shit on that with me, or just...
I don't know. That's just... I mean, if you just think about... that you can probably find the same weight or lighter two-piece bar and stem for less money. I don't really, other than they look kind of cool, I think. Matt doesn't like how they look. I like how they look, but yeah, the cost of them is just kind of ridiculous compared to two-piece stuff. And I don't really see it being that big of an advantage weight-wise, or whatever, performance-wise.
Do they do the same? Let me do a little quick math here. Number to remember is 160 grams. God damn, Envy's website is so slow. Did you not give a weight on your fucking handlebars? You gave a weight on your stem. God damn it. Oh, 190. So 190 plus 160 is 340. 50. And these, oh, I already closed that tab. Where'd it go? How much did that thing weigh? I mean, I guess it's lighter, but God, it's ugly. Okay, I'm wrong. We can just edit out all that dead air, me being an asshole. But you don't have to edit out the fact that Campy is catching up to SRAM finally with they're making what looks to be, you know, essentially like a road and a gravel derailleur now. And they don't look good, and they don't... Yeah, 14.5. Andrea was Googling something, and I knew the answer. Anyways, anyone look at the Campy stuff, or just me?
Just you.
Okay. No one cares about Campy, right?
Not really.
I didn't know that they were still a company.
Not until they make mountain bike parts.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay. Kenny, you know how you were like, I don't know what shock is on that bike last week?
Sure.
It is the Intend Hover Monocoque Air Shock. It was just publicly announced today.
It did have monocoque vibes.
Yep. And it exists now.
What does it do? Why does it have no spring? What the fuck?
Because it's got air in it.
Why is it so skinny then?
I don't know.
It's different. I don't like it. Is that it on that?
That's it. That shock exists now.
Gotcha. Next up, Cranky MTB offers conversion kits for your EMTB. Cranky. It's basically you take your motor and your battery out of your e-bike and you bolt a metal skeleton in its place that holds a bottom bracket shell and you put regular cranks on an EMTB. On the surface, it's ridiculous. But I would say we're going to see a lot of EMTBs that are going to go in the scrap heap because Shimano is doing a really bad job of it. Their support for old motors is really, really bad. We've already run into this issue where we're just trying to get replacement motors. Like the customer wants to pay money, like $1,000 for a new motor, and they don't exist anymore. So, and yeah, when people keep changing bolt patterns and all this, like no two motors basically have the same bolt pattern, maybe a few different Bosches, right? And a few different versions of the Brozas. That's probably about it. Anyway. If it keeps a few bikes out of the scrap heap, like if you're going to go buy some Levo, that's like a nice bike, has probably nice parts on it, and it's got geometry that you might like and all the other things, it'd be cool to buy one of those for like $1,000. And you can put one of these things in here and have a bike. Granted, it's going to be a little bit heavier, but you could probably, you're probably going to have a 1 or 2 pound penalty, but it's a bike that would be cheap. And you could also have the world's biggest SWAT box. You could put like a ton of shit in the battery compartment.
You could have a whole Golden Corral buffet in there.
You could.
I saw this and there's two things I want them to make that they don't. We've talked about this one pretty recently. I wish they would do a pinion replacement. I think that would actually be a really cool thing. You know, because right now the problem is when you buy a bike with a pinion, you're stuck with a pinion. And if you, those of you at home shaking your fist, cool, you've got this awesome bike. It's titanium. It's got sliding dropouts for tensioning the chain and all this stuff. And, oh, you can never run at single speed. I mean, that's just kind of sucks. And the other thing that I would love to see them release would be something that slots into all of, not all of, but, you know, I would love to see this for Vados and for like Trek Alants and stuff like that. Like all the commuter bikes, that's the bike that I see or think would be the best one to save, you know?
Well, and you could also, it wouldn't have to be, I haven't looked at it, but Kenny said it was a metal shell, basically. Like, I don't know, you could probably like 3D print it out of really hard plastic, like for a commuter,
no,
not for a mountain bike, but you could do something that wasn't metal just so it would be less expensive. It wouldn't double the price.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you did that, you'd probably die 1,000 deaths.
I mean, but how much do these things cost you? Does it say, Kenny?
I think they're like $300. Not cheap.
Oh, I thought you said 1,000.
No, no. He's talking about if you could pick up a Levo for $1,000 and make it into a stump jumper for a few $100.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Oh, no. I thought I had misread this. In this Pink Bike article about the Cranky, they reference that Kurt Inglis, like, pinion replacement that I said we had talked about recently, which is exactly this. It's the, but it Cranky is not making it. I mean, it's very simple. And I say that, I think once they get, is that welded or is it all machined out of one piece?
I think it's pretty crude. I think it's just some welded steel, which whatever, it's fine. I mean, I think they could, I don't think there's any reason why you couldn't take probably another pound out of that adapter, like make it out of some bougie aluminum and stuff.
Yeah, I think that if we could, you know, the problem with aluminum is if you CNC'd this out, you're starting with a giant chunk, right? But if we could see,
turns out
maybe
you can weld aluminum. Been doing it for years.
Jesus fucking Christ, Kenny. If we could maybe get to the point where 3D printed aluminum was a real thing, then that would be pretty sick.
Yep.
That's what I was trying to say the whole time. Oh, and it sounds like that is coming of age. Yeah. I would love to see this in printed aluminum and I mean, we already have aluminum bottom bracket thread, so, like, who cares? It's just going to be aluminum, you know?
All right. Well, I got another one. I'll get to the name of it. The Stem Dock. So, I don't really know if I like this because it looks really top-heavy. Basically, it's a piece of rubber with three rubber straps and a fake steer tube that you strap to your top tube. And it has just that fake steer tube sitting up, and you can clamp your stem to it. So if you take your fork out for like a fork service, or if you're a mechanic and you're doing a fork service, you can take the fork out, put the stem and the headset spacers and all that stuff on the fake steer tube. And then it's got some little magnet spots where you can put bolts and small parts, which is kind of, that's that. I mean, I think it's a good concept, but it doesn't look like it would really be that secure.
I think it's more designed for doing headset bearing services on modern bikes that are extremely complex. You know, the ones where you're like, oh, I got a crunchy lower bearing. Looks like I'm buying two new hydraulic hoses and probably have to mortgage my house and get a buddy to help me. And it's going to cost me $1,000, 6 hours
that's not what's in the,
fix a bottom bearing.
Wait.
Yeah, that's not what's in the photo. The photo is just a regular ass stem and handlebar.
But Kenny, in that situation you're proposing, why would you need to mount the? Why do you need to mount your stem to your bike to do the lower headset bearing? You don't. You replace it just like you do any other one, with the exception of you have to cut all the hoses first. So.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what if you have a wired derailleur?
It would still be running through the headset, and you would have to cut that one too.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I forget it. You're cutting and ruining everything on your bike because one of your bearings died.
Yeah, so
I fucking hate those things. By the way, if everyone's not getting that vibe, it's just the dumbest shit in the world. Like, how can we just make working on bikes miserable? And it just sucks too. And it sucks because like you get a customer who's maybe ill informed. They bought something they thought was cool, and then they need a bearing replaced. And I'm going to tell them that it's $400, and then they're going to think I'm an asshole.
Well, I mean, you are, but also it is $400. Like, that's just what it costs now. You know, we keep making bikes more and more race car, and then people are surprised when they have race car problems. So
it's just annoying to me that riders supposedly are the ones asking for this stuff. I guess rightfully so. If you're dumb enough to buy one of those bikes and you can't afford to replace your lower headset bearing, then fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
wait,
I was
lower
just
headset
say that
bearing.
I don't really like the. I don't.
Oh
like-
no, you're right. You could do the lower without cutting stuff. You can't do the upper without cutting stuff. You might have to cut the front brake line, right? If it was a road bike, you
I don't
have to
know.
Do
when that happens, I just go in there with cable cutters, and I just start lopping shit off.
You just grab your loppers out of the garden shed and just cut them all at once.
Yep. I just lop all the cables I see, and I get the angle grinder out, cut that stem off.
Oh, I mean, what's really funny is I know that you're just doing your thing right now, but like you can still get an Allay. Like you can get an Allay with DI2 for like $3,500. Like you can get really like an Allay would be a really nice bike.
I think they just ruined the new Athos, didn't they?
Oh, the Allay is internal now too.
Fuck.
They did the Athos 2 is now internal. Yes.
Yep.
Which is it's fine.
All right. Well, all I was going to say is that the Stem Dock looks really top heavy, and I think it would be very easy in a shop setting for someone to walk by your work stand or for you to walk by your work stand and maybe like, I don't know, snag your t-shirt on a handlebar and like yank that shit off of the top of the bike or rotate it and drop some shit. I don't know. I don't really like it. I would rather have like a dummy steer tube, and I think there are companies that make that.
Well, you can just use an old cutoff fork, but the whole point here is you can't install your dummy fork if you're dealing with the headset.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there's that. But so, yeah, this would work for a headset service, but I think for anything else, it just looks like it's just not that secure of a way to have your shit up there.
Also, someone's going to try to ride their bike with that thing.
Probably. I got one more thing that I like, and I know there are other products out here, but this is like, I don't know, I just saw this one and it made me think of this. It's just a portable pressure washer for your bike. It's just a little basically a tub with a couple of wheels and a handle, and
it looks like a shop vac, but it's a pressure washer.
Yeah, and I think Muckoff makes one. Also, I think
Muckoff just here. I'll Google it, but I'm pretty sure Muckoff just makes a pressure washer, much like the one that we have.
They make a portable one, which it looks exactly the same as this. I haven't looked at the tiny little details of it, but
oh my god!
I think that they just went to the same company. I think this Dynamic Bike Care was like, hey, that's cool, and they went to the same company in Taiwan and like, hey, can you put our logo on that and change the colors? Thanks. And yeah, it's just got a rechargeable battery. It goes up to 65 bar, which is 942 PSI. And which is, you know, that's not like a full power pressure washer for sure. Like it would be, you wouldn't be as likely to like fuck some stuff up on your bike as you would like with a full power pressure washer. If you aim that right at a bearing, like your bottom bracket bearing, you can definitely blast some water and whatever is on top of that bearing straight in there and just fuck some stuff up. So this one can do 30, 45, and 65 bar. So it's definitely not a full power one, which is probably good for just bike washing. You know, you probably wouldn't clean your deck with it or your driveway, but it would work great for your bike. I think it's kind of cool. It'd be nice if it was heated.
Do you know how many batteries that thing would take if it was heated?
Yeah.
It'd be cool if you could also ride it. It is a dream of mine. I don't like the beach, but if I did like the beach, I would want to have like this giant fat tire contraption and it's all battery powered. And it's like you ride it and it's a giant cooler and you strap all your beach shit there. So you got like you got your cornhole boards, you got, you know, shitloads of beer, you got chairs and umbrellas and all the other shit you need to have fun at the beach. And I want to electric wheel that thing onto the beach.
Okay. So I'm just going to throw it out here real quick that how much does the Dynamic cost?
It didn't have it in the article.
It's 229.98 somethings.
Yeah, I don't know what company they're or what country they're.
There's no symbol on that type of money.
I'm pretty sure that it's dollars because you can choose different languages for this website. I think they just put the comma there instead of the dot. So it's probably $230.
Yeah, there are other countries that speak English that don't use the dollar. Just saying, might have some people pissed off right now.
Well, I am going to say that if you wanted to buy the Greenworks Compact Electric Pressure Washer, 1.2 gallon per minute, lightweight, 20-foot tangle-free cord, 35-foot power cord, great for cars, fences, patios, driveways, and decks, it sprays out at 1,600 PSI. You can get one of those for only $98.99.
But it's got a cord.
Yeah, it's got a
cord.
You
got to plug it in. It's not portable.
Yeah. You know what else has a fucking plug-in? Everywhere I want to wash my bike. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to buy a Dynamic and now I have to have another kind of fucking battery to charge?
Does your vacuum have a cord on it?
It does. We've talked about this.
Jesus, man.
You know what, Kenny? I fucking love it. I plug it in and it just fucking works.
You also have to realize that our house is like 40 feet from one side to the other. Like, it's not very big.
Yeah, we've talked about this, though. Like, what are you going to do when the power goes out and you need to vacuum?
I'm not going to vacuum.
That's the first thing I do when the power goes out. I'm like, oh, it's a nice time to vacuum.
Jesus Christ. My big point is...
Well, now you can also wash your bike when the power goes out.
Fuck everyone. You know what? Fuck y'all.
I want a battery-powered stove that's electric. It's just going to have 72 individual DeWalt batteries in it.
I'm sure you could find a DeWalt battery conversion for a portable pressure washer if you really tried.
Well, DeWalt makes pressure washer.
I don't need a conversion. You know what I have that everywhere in America has? A fucking 3-prong outlet. Everywhere I go, my pressure washer works. It's amazing. Yeah, the DeWalt one is only 550 PSI and it's $50 more with no battery or charger. Like, Jesus shit.
All right. Is there any other new shit you guys want to talk about?
There is. Cane Creek released their own chain rings finally. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Is it just an 8-bolt, like a And basically, you could use a SRAM chain ring on that.
They're $100. It's $100 chain ring. Just buy a SRAM chain ring. It's fine. Show me on the chart where SRAM hurts you and you don't want to save money by buying their chain ring. It doesn't even come in cool colors. Like, I'm finally to a point in my life where power meters allow me to run cool chain rings, and no one makes cool chain rings that I can easily source in the U.S. anymore. So I could finally have like a purple direct mount chain ring. Nope. Wolftooth is like, we need to make pedals and seat posts and fucking tools that go on your handlebars that'll fall out. Like, Christ, dude, get back to your roots and make me some cool chain rings. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, we don't have any listener questions.
You going to read those fucking patrons and shut this bitch down?
We can. You got anything? Did you find anything on Slack when you were looking through there?
There is nothing in Slack that is show appropriate.
Yeah, our Slack channel gets kind of inappropriate sometimes.
Your mom gets kind of inappropriate sometimes.
I guess one closing thing. It sounds like a fella crashed his Levo and is now suing Specialized.
Oh, boy.
Tell me more about that.
He says it's a motor overrun issue, which is a possible real thing that I have felt on a few of them. It's usually not like super bad. It's just more annoying than anything where you pedal, it gives you assist in a roughly the right amount of delay that you would expect an e-bike to give you assist in. And then you let off the pedals and it continues to overrun for, I don't know, we'll call it a half second, a quarter second. It's enough where it like, you can feel
that lag we've talked about.
You can feel that it's wrong.
The first tiny bit you pedal and it doesn't turn off the instant you quit pedaling.
So yeah, who knows? Maybe this one really did have that issue. He claims that it like fully like roosted, transitioning from loose shale to some other surface or something. I don't know. On one hand, I want to say that this guy's full of shit. Or even if it did, he's a terrible rider and that's why he crashed. But on the other hand, it is possible that that's a slightly real thing. And if you had an actual, not just the normal overrun issues that a few people had way many, 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 many years ago that has since been pretty much firmware updated out of existence. Is it possible that if you just had some total issue with your power meter, which these all have, could it like full on basically run away on you? That's conceivable. Like it's possible. Could it go full power without you wanting it to go full power? Yeah, it's possible. So, but I think it's a lot like the people way back in the day in like Priuses or something. And one guy claimed he had unintended acceleration. And then like 50 other people chimed in and were like, oh yeah, that happened to me too when I rear-ended this person. And then they actually like dove in and like grabbed a bunch of logs from people's cars. And that was not the case at all. It was just people trying to get money. Let's just hope this is not a money grab, because not that the big S shouldn't be responsible for things, but if it is a frivolous lawsuit, it would really suck if Specialized has to pay out to make some guy go away because he wants money.
One thing I would love to see, last update time. Like, when was the last time that bike was plugged in?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure all this stuff is clearly going to get brought up.
Yeah. All right. Well.
All right. Well, we can read patrons. If you want your questions read on air, if you have a discussion topic you'd like to hear us talk about, go to jrashow.com. On the homepage, if you scroll down, you can fill out our form and send us a question. You can send us a haiku. We'll read it on air. Whatever. Just send us some shit and we'll talk about it. But for now, we don't have any listener questions, so I will read patrons and we can shut it down. So at $10 per month, we've got Kurt, Timothy, Taylor Swift, Skunk in Your Trap, Jim the Fucked Up Trike Guy, Samuel, Bearded Bag O'Dix, Zozo, Eric, Burt Reynolds Mustache, Taper War Pro, My Pal Dal, MTB Shenanigans, Free Gabe Horn, Cam Irish 1, Zach, Tennessee Zach, Green Giant, AJ, Leland, Matt McCulley, Ball Fund, currently half off, Ride Time Extended, JC, Gordon, Josh, Fart Noises, Tom's P, Ryan, Bill, Aaron, The Uniballer, Ty, _, Noah, Cool Beans, Matt's Church Bell, Oliver, Close Off, Frank the Tank, Tom Pickle, Apple Bottom, Make 'em Wanna Bite, Chunk Norris, Epstein Island, Bike Trails and Pizza Buffet, Patamillan Disco at 14 Australian, Dean at 1650 Australian, and at $20 a month, we've got Brian, Scott, Joe, I Want a Mustache Ride from Burt Reynolds, poop wrench at $26.06 per month. That squirrel was on fire when I got here, officer. Harley at 30, Troy at 31, and Six Pack Outdoors were touched by the TISM, powered by Tylenol, at 50.
That was wonderful.
That squirrel was on fire when I got here, officer. That's, you know, our $26.06 per month patron is just really kills it with the patron names, for sure. Matt just Googled squirrel on fire, and there's a lot of Photoshop.
A lot of Photoshop and AI, but the best one, I don't care. This is definitely just Photoshop, but it's a squirrel with a little backpack flamethrower, and is that a pika?
It's a squirrel.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I think all squirrels should get a flamethrower.
I don't know about pine squirrels. Pine squirrels are like the...
They'll burn themselves to the ground.
The 5'4" drunk guy at the bar. That's the pine squirrel. That's just their function in the forest, is just to be aggressive unnecessarily to things they shouldn't be aggressive to. All right, well, that's it for tonight. Send us your listener questions and discussion topics and whatnot, and hopefully next week we will have more exciting content for you all. You guys ready to wrap it up?
Yep, absolutely. Shut it down.
All right, everyone, thank you all for listening, and good night.
Thanks for tuning in to the Just Riding Along show.